Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the kitab, the book on the etiquettes of eating. And under this we explain the different etiquettes as far as eating and drinking is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala reward the muhaddithin. What they would do is look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they'll extract so many different etiquettes, so many different adab, so many different rules as far as what is permissible, what is impermissible, what is preferable, what is disliked. Within the range of permissibility, they would explain to us what is better, what is less better. So like that, what is ola, what is khilafi ola, etc. So they looked at various ahadith and they would extract rulings. So much of time, effort and energy, so that we can just enjoy by practicing. We don't need to redo that whole cycle of researching and looking and now trying and extracting laws. They did so much for us. All we need to do now is appreciate, enjoy and practice, bring into amal these beautiful etiquettes, these beautiful adab, these beautiful sunan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we start a new chapter. Babu jawazi shurbi min jami'i al-awani tahirati ghayri al-dhahabi wal-fiddati wa jawazi al-kar'i wa huwa shurbu al-fami minat من النهر وغيره بغير إناء ولا يد وتحريم استعمال إناء الذهب والفضة في الشرب والأكل والطهارة وسائر وجوه الاستعمال. So here we're speaking about a chapter on the permissibility of drinking from all pure utensils except those utensils of gold and silver. The permissibility of drinking from a river, etc. We'll explain this just now. With the mouth, without using a utensil or hand, and the prohibition of using gold and silver utensils for drinking, eating, taharat, purification, and other uses, etc. So the first part of the chapter is the permissibility of drinking from all pure utensils except those that are gold and silver. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is first explaining to us that when it comes to drinking from a bigger volume of water, there's three ways of doing it. The first way of doing it is to pour it into smaller utensils, what we call generally glasses, cups, bowls, and now drinking from these smaller utensils. So he's bringing about a ruling, a masla, that it's permissible to use any type of utensil so long as it's not gold or silver. So that's the first thing he brings. We find that when a person has to drink from a large quantity of water, there are three ways he can do it. The first way is to pour it into smaller utensils, that is one way, like a glass, a cup, a bowl, etc. That is the first way. The second way he can do it is make a chullu. Chullu is to take the hand like this and to fill it with water and then to drink from the hand itself. So this is the second way of doing it, taking the water in the hand, like from a pond, from a river, or from a big utensil. Person puts his hand inside, takes the water and he drinks it. So that is the second way of drinking it, is drinking with the hand. The third way of drinking it, for example, you've got a flowing river, you've got a big pond, you've got a big volume of water, is the person goes down and he drinks directly with his mouth. So in other words, he's not using an intermediary, a vessel, or using his hand, he's drinking directly with his mouth. Sometimes you'll find that a river is flowing and a person can get his hand on one side of the rock, other hand, and just puts his mouth in and he's drinking from there. So all three methods are shown from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank in these manners. So all three are established. So here this is also shown to us that to drink also in these manners are permissible. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, the second part of the chapter, he says the permissibility of drinking from the river, etc., with the mouth, without using a utensil or hand, and the prohibition, now he goes on specifically with regards to utensils, the prohibition of drinking from utensils that are silver or gold. And either you're drinking from there, either you're eating from there, or you're using it for taharat. In other words, you're using it to have, to make wuzu, using it to have a ghusl, using it to wash yourself, but it's gold or silver. This also is prohibited. So not only eating and drinking, but even using it to clean oneself. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, حضرت الصلاة فقام من كان قريب الدار إلى أهله وبقي قوم فأتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمخضب من حجارة فصغر المخضب أن يبسط فيه كفه فتوضأ القوم كلهم قالوا كم كنتم قالوا 80 وزيادة متفق عليه هذا رواية البخاري وفي رواية له ولمسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعا بإناء من ماء فأتي بقدح رحراح فيه شيء من ماء فوضع صابعه فيه قال أنس فجعلت أنظر إلى الماء ينبع من بين أصابعه فحززت من توضع ما بين السبعين إلى الثمانين. This hadith shows one miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in showing that miracle also, it shows and it proves that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had drunk from a small bowl, and a small bowl was used for wuzu also, etc. Now this is the beauty of the muhaddithin. If we just listen to this hadith, we will think that this hadith is only speaking about a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they also see and they will also find that it's showing us, it's pointing to something else, that what utensils also are permissible to use for drinking, for eating, and for making wudu. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that it was the time for salah, and those who lived nearby went to the houses. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba, they were out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the time of salah. Those that were lived nearby, they went to the houses to make wudu, whilst the others remained behind. A bowl which was made of rock, a bowl which was made of clay, which was made of rock, was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was actually made of stone, this rock or stone. It was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such a small bowl that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not even put his palm inside. It was so small that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not even put his palm in this bowl. However, all present, so it was brought to Rasulullah sallam. The next part of the, or the next riwayat will show us how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's miracle came to the fore. So anyway, this small bowl was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It was so small that he could not even put his palm in it. However, all those that were present, they performed wudu with it. All those that were present, they performed wudu with the small bowl. So people asked Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, how many were you? How many people were you? He replied, we were more than 80 people at that time. More than 80 people all made wudu from that one bowl. So in another narration of Muslim Sharif, it has it, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, now there was time for wudu, he needed water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for a utensil of water, a wide but shallow bowl containing some water, it had a little bit of water in it, was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his fingers in it, his Mubarak fingers, he placed it into the shallow bowl of water, he put his fingers into this bowl. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu said, I saw water gushing forth from between the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala caused the water to gush forth. This was a miracle shown to the sahaba, and a miracle for us to appreciate of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The water started gushing, pure, beautiful water was gushing from between the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I estimated around 70 to 80 people who then perform wudu from this water. Ulama explained that if there is one water that is more blessed, more barakat in it than even the water of Zamzam, was this water that gushed forth from the Mubarak fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What beautiful water Allah ta'ala had granted them out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith to show us that it's permissible to use a utensil of rock. So in other words, to show us what is permissible. And as we're going, he'll bring different ahadith to show us that we can't use silver and we can't use gold. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal and practicing on this Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.